895 The League. This is David, and I have Derek John Baker from Virginia to Vegas hanging out with us. So, Virginia to Vegas, tell us how it all started.
Please, bringing it back to the beginning. Well, I started Virginia to Vegas when I was, I think, 21 years old. I was in college, and we had like a marketing assignment, and I wanted to, you know, I'd been playing music my whole life, and I essentially wanted to create a project that could get the attention of the music industry, because up until that point, you know, I wasn't able to pick up any traction. And the college I went to in Ontario, Trafalgar, it was Sheridan College. They had a really good visual arts program, and that's not what I was studying. I was studying business, travel and tourism. And there was a guy at the school, his name was Miguel Barbosa, and he was really amazing at shooting videos. And a friend of mine, Mike, that was in one of my classes, had said, hey, you got to reach out to Miguel, and I think he could shoot some videos for you and kind of, you know, get your music out there a little bit more. So I started shooting these YouTube videos when I was, you know, 21. And they essentially, what I was doing is I was studying the pop charts in the UK, because I realized that the pop charts were moving faster than the pop charts in Canada. And I was picking songs that I thought were going to do really well. And then I was shooting like a professional music video for my cover of those songs. And I was taking advantage of SEO, so the search engine optimization, and it worked. And I got a bunch of views and did a bunch of videos, and a bunch of record labels reached out. And that was kind of the start. And since then, I've been writing music for the last decade. And just really trying to, you know, hone the craft of songwriting.
So you have a new single out, Time. Fantastic. Love it. I just played the clip yesterday and I'm addicted to it, I'll have to admit. So tell us about that song.
Time is, you know, it's pretty retrospective, perspective, big concept song. That's, you know, I tried to write it in the simplest language, but you know, the last movie, my dad passed away to cancer, and the last movie that I saw with my dad was Interstellar. And Interstellar was, you know, had a really great concept of time and the theory of relativity, and, you know, how things move faster and move slower and all of that. And I wanted to write a song that was kind of paying homage to that, about, you know, how life moves pretty quick. And, you know, you don't get more than one attempt or one try at life. So you have to cherish, you know, the moments you have and the people you spend those moments with. And yeah, I just, you know, tried to articulate that the best I could in the song and pour my heart into it. And I'm just so grateful that it seems like people are getting the message.
That song is so relatable. I saw the music video of it, and it definitely features some pictures of your father, and it's so touching, because my dad also died of cancer in the middle of the pandemic, and I couldn't really went to his funeral because it was in India. So that was
Oh, I'm so sorry.
So 10 years of Virginia to Vegas, you have an album celebrating a decade. That came out on Friday. What have you learned so far in those 10 years, looking back?
Oh, gosh. I think what I learned is when you're 21, you think you know everything. And when you're 25, you realize at 21, you don't know anything. And at 30, you realize what you thought you knew at 25, you didn't know anything. So I feel like, you know, as you get older and you get more life experience, you know, you just try to handle it with, you know, some grace and a little bit of humbleness, and just try to interact with people in a positive way.
So now you have this album out. You have this amazing single out. We're definitely going to be playing a lot of it. What's the plan? Tour? Are we hoping?
Tour. Yes. Yeah, for sure. We're touring. We have a really big international tour that I can't talk about until like next month. But I'm really excited. I'm going across the world to do something very exciting. So I'm pumped for that. And then in June, we're going to do a full Canadian tour, starting, I think, in the West Coast. We're still figuring that out. But we're going to do cross country, Virginia to Vegas, greatest hits. Let's go. Big fun party.
Super nice. Is there any artist you want to collaborate with in the future?
I mean, I've been saying it since day one, and I'll keep saying it. I feel like if I could just sit down and strum, I'm nowhere near as good of a guitar player as John Mayer, but I feel like if I could just sit down with him at a campfire or anywhere in the world and just play a song with him, I feel like that'd be cool. But dream collaboration, to have like someone feature on the song. I'm going to give flowers to Canadian artists right now, because I feel like there's a lot of Canadian artists that are, that don't always get their flowers as much. But there's a guy in Montreal. His name is Child, C-H-I-I-I-L-D. And he's incredible. His music is so good. And I just feel like everything he does is so tasteful. So I'd love to do something with him. And then there's another guy out of Alaska, so not out of Canada, but he's kind of popped up in the singer-songwriter world this year. His name is Medium Build. And I feel like all of his music is so good. It's just like, I feel like he has a way of explaining things so simply and conversationally. And I listen to his lyrics and I go, oh man, I wish I wrote that. So those would be like two cool collabs for me.